Perhaps they had gone to every doctor in town. They had done everything that they could. Maybe they had spent all of their money, and yet nobody could help them. There was no cure. There was no prescription, drug, or medication that could bring healing. Here was a man that was completely hopeless and helpless. Maybe you know where we're at. Maybe you understand because you're in the same place right now.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are so glad you can join us today on Truth and Fact, and we are in the Gospel according to Mark chapter 2. We're dealing with the fact of these four men who brought their friend, who was a paralytic, a crippled, if you would, to Jesus. Why? Because they knew that Jesus was the only hope for their friend. Well, what are some things that we know about the four men? Well, we know that they knew something about Jesus. They must have heard or had even seen Jesus before. Secondly, we know that they had faith. And thirdly, we know that they had perseverance. Faith doesn't quit. Faith doesn't stop. Faith keeps going. And these men kept going until they finally had success by breaking through the roof and bringing their friend to Jesus. Another thing we know is that they had hope. Perhaps they'd gone to every doctor in town. They had done all that they could do. Maybe they had spent all their money, and yet nobody could help him or cure him. Here was a man that was completely hopeless and helpless. And really, this man's condition is a picture of humanity without God. See, without God, we are crippled spiritually. We're spiritually lame. Without God, we're hopeless. Without God, we are destitute. But listen, this man's problem wasn't in his infirmity or illness. This was only the result of the real problem. His real problem was deeper than that, and Jesus got right to the point. You know, the Lord has a way of doing that. Once they had broken through, they lowered down their crippled friend, and Jesus said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven you." What glorious words this man had ever heard. We don't know if it was his sin that caused this man to be crippled because the Bible just doesn't say. The fact is, we all feel the effects of sin. We live in a fallen race. But we do know this, what this man needed more than a physical healing was a spiritual healing. Of all the miracles, my friend, forgiveness is the greatest miracle. Why is that? Because it meets the greatest needs. It costs the greatest price, the life of God's Son. It brings the greatest blessings, salvation. And it has the most lasting results, that is eternity forever and ever with God. Jesus healed this crippled man spiritually, then he healed him physically. The emphasis was on the spiritual, not the physical. Jesus said this, "Arise, take up your bed and go to your house." And the man got up, and instead of the bed carrying the man, this time the man was now carrying his bed. When Jesus is around, my friend, there is hope. Don't let anything keep you from Jesus. And the last thing I know is that these four men had compassion. They cared about their friend, and they cared enough to do something about it. Psalm 86:15, "But you, O Lord, are a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in mercy and truth." Jesus had compassion on the multitudes because they were weary and scattered like sheep, having no shepherd. The Good Samaritan had compassion on the one whom the robbers left for dead. You see, he was willing to give of himself. He went out of his way. He was willing to let it cost him something. And he poured out the oil and the wine in his wounds. Why? Because he had compassion. And because he had compassion, he made a difference in a man's life. These four men made a difference in a man who was once a crippled. Many would have just walked by and done nothing. But these men had compassion. My friend, can I encourage you? Don't quit. Don't give up. Keep seeking Jesus. Press through the crowds. Tear the roof off if you have to. He will bless you. Jesus is the blessing. When you find Christ, you found the greatest blessing of all.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.